Crucis Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us, and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today is the importance of the etheric realm. And before we explore that and go into it in any depth, I just need to say that the main inspiration for all the dialogue on this show comes from the works of Alice Bailey, founder of the Lucis Trust organization, who wrote 24 volumes of literature, and the following thought is also from the works of Alice Bailey. All energies flow through etheric body, whether emanating from soul, from sun, or from a planet. The books of Alice Bailey talk a lot about the etheric body. What does that term mean, and why is it important?
It's a very old term that goes back a long time in the ageless wisdom. Some people might think it's a bit dated because I think in some circles etheric has been replaced by more modern terms, but it refers to the intangible realm of energy that substands and permeates the physical realm. And the ageless wisdom has been aware of this energy for eons of time. It's that aspect of the physical world. It's a physical energy, but it's not tangible. You can't see it or touch it, smell it, or taste it. It's the real energy field that permeates and radiates through all form, not just through human beings, but through the animal kingdom, the vegetable and mineral kingdoms, and therefore through every tangible object and being on Earth. And it is the conductor of energy.
Yes, it says that there is nothing in the manifested universe, which includes just about everything, that doesn't possess a subtle or an intangible energy form, which controls and governs and conditions the outer physical body. And this is essentially what the etheric body, or the energy body, they might call it.
I wonder, as I listen to you, if that's why it's said sometimes that if you're too materialistic, you can become possessed by your things. You can be possessed by your possessions, by your love of your home and your car and your clothes and your jewelry and your money. If physical objects do have an energy field, and you are so attached to the material realm and not to the spiritual realm, I suppose the more stuff you have, the more it owns you.
Well,
it's a bit of a digression, yeah. But it's interesting to think about, isn't it?
I can understand what you're saying. Right?
Yeah.
That's where your focus lies, and your focus is on the physical plane, on the dense
and
physical.
Only there. Yeah.
Then, yeah, that's where all your energies go. And there is a kind of possession that takes over if you're more concerned about this, everything, all the stuff in the physical world.
Mm-hmm. You're saying the possession is not you possessing the object. You're saying that it's the object possessing you, which
in
is
a sense,
paradoxical.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
It can become that, yes, if these physical objects become more importance than anything else.
Haven't you known people that would gaze into their closet and into their jewelry box and survey their stuff with great adoration and attachment and sense of achievement?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you know,
yeah, sure.
Men who think, I am my car.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Anyway.
But all of these material things, just like a human physical body, all of these material things have an etheric nature to them also, because they are made of the same substance and the same stuff that we are. And so everything in the manifested world has this etheric counterpart.
And the whole point of studying esoteric teaching, which is the strain of the ageless wisdom that tries to highlight and understand the inner significance and meaning behind the outer realm, the whole point of studying esoteric teaching is to become aware of the conditioning energies and to uplift them, to redeem them, to elevate them, starting, of course, with oneself. If one has an etheric counterpart to one's physical nature, understanding that etheric or energy body is the first step toward health, not only of the physical body, but of emotional and mental health and spiritual health. So there is a service component and a deeply spiritual component to understanding the etheric realm, because that's where the energies that make us what we are lie. And we need to develop that subjective view of the world, get a sense of it, to start identifying the kinds of energies that course through us.
And that's why it's so important. I mean, that's what it says in, you know, your opening question there. What does it mean, and why is the etheric body so important to understand? It's because this is the next realm, or the next layer or level of substance that we're moving into, and well, science is already working with this etheric substance in the form of energies. The atom and the subatomic particles that the scientists are working with and studying, that lies within the etheric realms, and it's everything at that stage is pure energy. And that's essentially what the etheric nature is. It's pure energy. And all of the energies of the universe, for that matter, work through this etheric body of ours. And that's why it's so important to try to understand it, because it is kind of the bridge between the kingdoms, between the fourth kingdom of humanity and the next kingdom, the kingdom of God. And that's the one that's in the process of manifesting now.
In terms of a human being, the energy body is the field through which the soul, the true spiritual being, makes contact or expresses itself through the personality. In other words, our soul, our essential divine nature, radiates its light and quality through the etheric vehicle in order to find expression through the outer manifestation, which is the person we know of as Robert or Dale or Sarah. And the problem is that for a very long part of the way, the spiritual way, this etheric component is clogged up, you could say, by various limitations in the personal self, glamours, physical problems, mental inertia, emotional turmoil that cloud and impede the flow of the soul's energy. So the objective, as I understand it, is to create a clear body of light.
And to allow this energy that flowing in from the soul and from other sources, from one of the rays, one or other of the seven rays, all of that energy to flow freely through this etheric mechanism. Because the etheric acts like a mold upon which the physical body forms. And we might think of it as being the other way around, the physical comes first and... But that's not so. It's the etheric nature that gives design and shape to the physical form. And so that's why it's important that this etheric body that we all have, which contains the seven centers, the seven major chakras, that all of that is energies are flowing smoothly and throughout the etheric body.
It's not only a matter of individual evolution, spiritual liberation for an individual, but in a much wider and more important sense, this awareness of the etheric body, of the energy aspect of life behind the outer tangible realm, is important if humanity is to become an expression on earth of the soul, the living soul on earth. And that is our destiny as a species. We've talked about the various kingdoms, human, animal, vegetable, mineral, but there is a fifth kingdom, which is called the kingdom of souls. And it is sometimes called the hierarchy or the kingdom of the masters. These are beings who have progressed through the human stage and have attained their liberation from the pull of matter and of the lower levels of life. And for the fifth kingdom of souls to merge with the fourth kingdom of humanity requires that the subjective sense of spiritual meaning and significance in terms of energy is grasped by the human mind. I don't know if I've said that very clearly. Can you say it better?
Probably not, but it's true. It's that etheric body, as I said, the etheric level, which exists throughout the universe. No, it's not just the human body that has this etheric nature. It exists throughout the whole universe, in every planet, every star system, every galaxy, every solar system has an etheric nature to it, according to the ageless wisdom teachings. And so every time we look out into space, we're looking through in an etheric vacuum. It isn't a vacuum. It's teeming with energies and forces, as they are beginning to recognize. But we and our little microcosmic place here on Earth have the same pattern. We are made of the same pattern of this etheric archetype upon which this physical body of ours is made.
The physical body that you mention is our link to the animal kingdom. If you think about it, we share with animals a similarity of physical, a physical body with a heart, a nervous system, spinal column, blood system, bloodstream, and so on. So the outer physical body is our, in a sense, our animal body. And therefore, we can probably, using that analogy, imagine that we have this spiritual component or the link with the next higher kingdom, the kingdom of souls, through our consciousness. And man is both an animal and a living God, as the great teacher Blavatsky said. We have our animal body to live on earth, and we have our spiritual body to help us evolve in consciousness. And the factor that enables us to evolve spiritually is the Christ principle, which we can discuss because it has quite a strong relationship to the energy body.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, and I think you might be interested too. Today we have an offer for you, and as we say in the beginning of the show, that the dialogue on this show is based on the works of Alice Bailey. The book that this discussion is based on is Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle by Alice Bailey. That's, once again, it's Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle by Alice Bailey. And it'll be available to you for $12. And that's at a big discount, because I think a lot of you are aware of the high price of shipping these days. The $12 represents the actual cost of the book. You're getting a discount on the book in the form of free shipping. So you do have to mention a little, jot down a little note, we'll post it or something when you send in your $12 in the form of a check or a money order, and that you heard this mentioned, this offer mentioned on the show Inner Sight. And then also you can write your check for $12 to Lucis Publishing Company and send it to Lucis Publishing Company, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, write the check to the $12 check. Make it out to Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing Company, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And we also need your help, and we appreciate all the support you've given us. That helps us to stay on the air, and we enjoy doing these shows, and a lot of you have expressed interest in the show and that you'd like to see us remain on the air. And so please continue your financial support. It'll help us a great deal. And what you can do is, if you'd like to support us financially, you can send your donations, and we accept all donations, large and small. And although we like the large ones, actually, when you total things up, I guess it's the cumulative effect of the smaller ones that probably help a great deal. But you can send all of your donations to Lucis Trust, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And also, if you'd like a general package of information, you can certainly order it. There's a lot about Lucis Trust, explaining who we are, when not a religion, but let the literature explain that to you. And you'll find a lot of information there that might be beneficial to you in a spiritual manner as well. Just give us a call for that general package of information, 1-866-695-8247. Once again, that's 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember it, 1-866-NY-LUCIS, L-U-C-I-S. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Lucis. Our website is www.lucistrust.org. And we were talking, Sarah, about the Christ Principle. Did you want to continue with that?
Well, the Christ Principle, as our listeners probably remember, is another term for the soul. The Christ being the completed, perfected embodiment of the soul, the divine nature in all human beings. But within every human being, hidden or beginning to express itself is what is called the Christ Principle. And this is the energy of the soul residing within every human being. And for this particular cycle in our planet's evolution, the Christ Principle expresses itself as the capacity for relationship and for love. And that's why the etheric realm is the means by which the love of God radiates into the world. That energy of divine love passes into our world, just as all energies do, through the etheric realm. And its energy has a cohering, attractive power that we're told holds the entire manifested universe in form and is responsible for all relationships on Earth. It's a tremendously powerful divine energy, and the Christ Principle is that energy in its atomic state, existing within every human being.
Yes, it says that, in fact, speaking of the kingdom of God, that the kingdom of God is already present on Earth today and has been forever, and it's always been here. It's just that we are not awakened to it. And as we go through the whole process of evolution in consciousness, we gradually begin to wake up to this inner, more subtle realm of consciousness, which is the kingdom of God, and begin to bring through and be impressed by the values and by the qualities that make up this kingdom. And this is these are the energies that are impressed upon human consciousness, and by way of this etheric vehicle, the etheric body, the etheric nature that we all have.
The etheric body gives off light, we're told. And it is, in a sense, our light body. If we think of the depictions of saints, they're always shown with a kind of a halo around them. That's the radiation of light that shines from very saintly, spiritually realized people. And the whole planet, we are told, is increasing in its radiation of light, which I find deeply encouraging in spite of all our problems. If we had the eyes to see the subjective realm, our planet and all that lives upon it is increasingly radiating light. And within the individual, this radiation of light is through the mind. And that is via something called the Rainbow Bridge. Perhaps some people have heard this term. It's that bridge in consciousness that links the human mind with the soul awareness. And this again has to do with the etheric realm, because it's a factor in the etheric body that makes the higher consciousness of the intuition, the buddhic consciousness, available to the physical brain. It's built through meditation, through techniques that have to be practiced over a long period of time, gradually carried to perfection. It makes for the fully realized human being. There's quite a lot of material on this in the book Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle.
Right. Maybe you should mention Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle. It's not about how to receive messages from your friends or from your loved ones far away. It's not that kind of a how-to book.
Use the cell phone for that.
No. it's more of a treatise on the science of impression and receiving impression from higher sources, from the master or from the spiritual hierarchy or from the great thought forms and ideas that are circulating now and are gradually manifesting in the world. So it's that kind of a treatise. We didn't want to mislead you, but it's not really about how to develop telepathy. But picking up on what you were saying, I think the building this bridge in consciousness has a lot to do with building in finer and finer grades of substance into one's lower nature, into one's mind. And this is all the value of the etheric body, because it brings in the higher energies, the higher, more refined energies come through the etheric body. And as these energies pour in, they replace the coarser energies that already exist there. And this is how we advance in consciousness, and how we become more refined and more irradiating of the light that is within us.
Again, it happens not only on the personal level, but there is an equivalent of this bridge in consciousness within humanity, which is called the New Group of World Servers. It's a network of human beings who are knowingly or unknowingly completely dedicated to the service of humanity and the upliftment of life on our planet. And they constitute in their collective nature a kind of a bridge between the kingdom of souls, which is the hierarchy, and ordinary humanity. They are a means by which the energies of light and love can pour into the world. And they again are a demonstration that energy is the real factor in rebuilding outer forms. We find ourselves so typically focusing on correcting something on its physical level, fixing it on the outer level. And yet the real reconstruction of the world and of ourselves that we hope for has to take place through, as you were saying, building in finer substance, which means working more and more on a level of energy, which I think implies controlling one's thoughts, controlling one's speech, controlling one's physical habits, being more mindful of the nature of energies that are passing through us or through any organism or organization that we're working with, and trying to upgrade those energies.
And this is developing, it's a question of developing more sensitive, our sensitivities to respond and react to these finer grades of substance that exist out there, because it says that the etheric is far more important than the dense physical.
Mm-hmm.
It has a much, you know, the dense physical bodies is very temporary. Physical bodies come and go, and but the etheric nature remains, and it's that is the nature that we move into once at the moment of death. We take our etheric body with us, and we pass away from the physical, and we exist simply in an etheric nature.
And I think the more we understand this subtle realm of energy behind the outer world, the more the fear of death will dissipate. It's been a tremendous conditioning force in human attitudes since day one. And yet, if we realize that the energy body goes with the soul when we die, something is preserved, not the outer physical form, but some energy component that really is our true expression of our individuality. That continues, and I think the growing awareness of this energy aspect to life might lessen the fear of death, which is just the ending of the physical vehicle,
right,
or body.
And this is one of the... One of the things that has to be broken down before the next great spiritual revelation occurs and the return of the Christ and all of that, because there is a kind of a wall of, if you will, ignorance that is keeping us from breaking through into this inner realm, into this subjective realm, the spiritual realm. It's our ignorance or unwillingness to recognize that it exists and to explore it more deeply and to move into this realm. And it acts like a great wall that is holding us back.
Well, we have a gift for you. I guess it could call it, it'd be called a semi-gift because it's a discount on shipping. Actually, shipping can be quite expensive. But if you'd like the book upon which this discussion today was based, the title of the Alice Bailey book is Telepathy and the Etheric Vehicle. We can give it to you for $12, which is a discount because ordinarily you pay several dollars for shipping. You do have to mention that you write down a little note saying that you heard it on Inner Sight. And the way you do it is you make out a check for $12, check or money order, to Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing Company. Send it to Lucis Publishing Company, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis Publishing Company, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.